Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Arum. I hope you're enjoying the Mark Arum Show podcast. A reminder, you can hear this very radio show live Monday through Friday. We're live 6 to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday on 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's News and Talk. Got a nice fresh cup of hot black coffee going to keep me wide awake as we keep you entertained and informed for the next 2 hours. That is our daily goal here on the Mark Arum Show. Fun second half of the show. We got international superstar Suga Sammy, Brittany from Access Atlanta, some other fun accoutrements. But I want to start out, you know, my show prep includes Deb Green sends me an email like clockwork, Longoria, every day. Deborah Green, the executive producer of the Mark Arum Show, with a bunch of fun, good stories, local stuff, blah, blah, blah. And then I turn on Channel 2 Action News and see what they're cooking. And without a doubt, Mike Pechenik's always got a good story. He's got a good one today. He joins us live on the Mark Arum Show, fresh off of his TV hit. Mike, happy Friday, buddy. How you doing? Mikey, you there, buddy? I put him on hold. There we go. How you doing, Mike?
Hey, man. Here I am.
My bad. Happy Friday, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Excellent. So I was very intrigued by your story because I think this is a type of story that could impact not only me and the bananas, but all the listeners out there. Tell the folks what story you were covering tonight on Channel 2.
Sure. So this was a sale through a popular app called OfferUp. I'm sure a lot of people are familiar with it. It's one of those marketplace apps where you can put stuff up and, you know, set up a time to meet somebody to sell stuff. And in this case, police in Roswell say that somebody was setting up to sell jewelry through this app, and they came all the way from Lawrenceville and were meeting this person. First, they were going to meet at a restaurant over on Holcomb Bridge Road. The time, the location got changed a couple of times. They ended up at an apartment complex, and that is when police say the buyer, instead of paying money, snatched all the jewelry and ran off. But then things took a violent turn, Mark.
Let me hear about the violent turn, Mike.
I'm going to tell you about the violent turn.
All right, good.
Mark. Okay.
Thank you.
There we go.
That was a nice dramatic pause, though, Mikey. I like that.
There you go. All right. So, unfortunately, at the same time as this robbery was taking place, people heard a number of gunshots, six gunshots, in fact, according to one of the witnesses we talked to today. And at the time, people in the neighborhood, very populated over there, very concerned. They flagged down the officers. They came into the neighborhood, determined that this robbery had taken place, but at first they didn't realize that anybody had been harmed by this gunfire until a 17-year-old showed up at North Fulton Hospital with a gunshot wound. And as it turns out, this young man, unfortunately, was standing outside of his apartment when the gunfire erupted and was unfortunately hit by a bullet in his arm.
Mike Pechenik from Channel 2 joining us on the Mark Arum Show. A couple of quick questions. Where did the burglary and the shooting go down exactly? Was it an apartment complex where?
This is called Roswell Creek Apartments. It is off Warsaw Road, which is a road that is perpendicular to Holcomb Bridge Road there, on almost on the east side of town.
And the authorities are convinced that the gunshots were related to this robbery, not something else?
They're looking into that. They believe that there's a very strong possibility that these are all connected somehow. But they're still questioning the victims. They're also questioning the 17-year-old who ended up at the hospital with the gunshot wound. Thankfully, apparently, it's a graze wound, so he's going to be okay. And they're also looking for any surveillance video in that area. Very few entrances and exits from that apartment complex, so hopefully they'll be able to find something that will give them, you know, a definitive description of the shooter.
Do we know what exactly type of jewelry was for sale on this OfferUp app?
According to the incident report, we got a copy of it. It was several hundred dollars worth of jewelry. Didn't specify whether it was chains or, you know, gold watches, things like that. But we're talking about, you know, a couple hundred dollars worth of this stuff that these guys were trying to sell.
Mike Pichenik, interesting story. Not a great story because someone got hurt and all that, and it's a bad thing, but very interesting, and it hits home for, I think, a lot of the listeners that do the Craigslist stuff or the offer up stuff. You know, there's so many ways to, like, sell stuff now. And just like with Craigslist, you know, I always say, if you're going to do something like that, you do it in a public parking lot or at the police station. You know, they will actually welcome you to come to the police station and do these transactions, especially if it got shady like that. Oh, we're supposed to meet at a restaurant. No, we'll go to this apartment. Like, that's just shady, shady, shady. Like, this never should have happened.
Yeah, and that's what the police said. This was a big red flag. These sellers should have known that there was something up here. And you're absolutely right, Mark. You never know who you're dealing with. It's always really important to meet at a public place. Specifically, some of these police departments up here where I cover have places in their parking lot designed specifically for that purpose. They have cameras there. They're well lit. So if something goes down, it's in front of a police department.
Yeah, I've said in the past, Craigslist is the deadliest website in the world. Like, people die off of Craigslist stuff. So now OfferUp, you got to worry about that. I've seen the ads. I don't use it. Do you guys use OfferUp at all?
Nah.
No, Chuck?
No.
No, Deb Green, nothing?
Nothing.
Yeah,
I've
heard of it. Yeah, they did a lot of TV ads a while back where it was just like, let's say, Chuck, you've got an extra deer skin in your home. I'm trying to think what would be in Chuck's house. An extra deer head on the wall, and you know you don't have room for the latest one, and you put it on offer up, right, Mike? And then someone in Smyrna is like, "Oh, I need a deer head, and I can't hunt, so I'm going to buy Chuck's." That, and then you guys meet. Is that the way it works, Mike?
That's right. Taxidermy, baseball cards, you name it, you can buy it.
Awesome, Mike. Always a pleasure. Thanks for taking time out. Enjoy your weekend, brother.
You too, sir. Thanks.
There you go. Mike Pichenik from Channel 2 Action News. All right, so offer up this again, people. If you're going to use these sites, please, please pick a safe location. Police station, firehouse, in front of a Publix even. Like, just do it in some crazy apartment complex. You're going to show up with $900 worth of jewelry? It's just dumb. But I'm glad we brought up jewelry because I noticed coming in here, Low T, what's on your right hand? He's looking left hand first. What's that ring? What's that ring?
It's the primer for a Winchester 45 auto.
What?
It's the primer from a shell.
Have you always worn that?
Yeah.
I've just noticed you wearing that ring today.
I've had this ring for like 10 years.
Hey, is that forever?
Never,
yeah, I don't really look at you.
Understandable.
Well, I get stuck in your eyes.
Sure.
He doesn't You're look.
Really
he doesn't go past.
I've never once noticed that.
Yeah.
So what's the story behind that ring?
Winchester is my favorite manufacturer of firearms, and 45 has always been my favorite caliber.
That's not the primer of the bullet that killed your great grandpappy.
Let's not get into where
Bismarck or anything like
let's
that.
Let's not get into where it came from.
Oh, really? Is there a story there?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, this is all story time on the Mark Arum Show.
Not this story.
Really?
No.
Is it personal? Is it?
Sure.
You tell me off the air? How about
sure,
that?
I'll
oh, you'll tell me off the air.
Yeah, I'll tell you off
all
the
right.
air. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you know he wore that ring for 10 years, Dev Green?
Well, I haven't known him for 10 years, yeah. But I have noticed him wearing it.
Huh.
Yeah, I've always had it.
I thought it was brand new. I was like,
no,
oh.
No.
I'm like, him and Erickson are going steady.
No.
It's a promise ring.
No.
No?
No.
All right.
No. Yeah.
Well, during the break.
I'll tell you.
I want to take a look at it, too, because I just noticed it, and I didn't want to point it out in front of mixed company. But
nah, we're good.
All right. And Longoria doesn't wear a wedding ring.
No.
Why don't you? Oh, there it is. He just shot me the bird. I was looking at the wrong hand on Longoria. The only reason I say that is I'm shopping for rings right now.
Yeah.
Obviously. And I'm just like starting to look at dudes' hands now to get ideas for. That's the whole reason why I looked at your hand.
Yeah.
I was like, let me see what Chuck's wearing. And then he's like, what's that thing on his right hand?
Yeah.
The left, you got the left one.
I got a wedding ring on my other hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to get.
I used to wear a pinky ring.
Did you really?
Yeah, it was nice.
Did it have a little diamond on it?
Oh, yeah. It was all diamonds and then a black sapphire in the middle. And it was
never mess a dude with a diamond, with a dude with a diamond pinky ring.
It's awesome. I still have it. It's just, I don't wear it much.
Yeah, that's too much jewelry.
That's too much.
Yeah, you got two rings already. I never noticed you wear your wedding ring like that. I see it, Longoria, yes.
Well, you keep saying that you've never seen it.
I don't, well, because I never look at anyone's hands, so I never noticed. But today, because I've got to go shop for a ring, I was like, let me scope out the hands. And I noticed Chuck's Winchester.
What kind of ring are you going to get?
I don't know. That's why I'm looking at hands.
Go cheap. Don't spend a bunch
of money. You have gold, right? I mean, you have yellow gold on your...
No, mine's black. It's just got a real small rose gold ring on it.
All right.
Rose gold ring.
Mine's platinum and white gold with diamonds.
Wow.
So hey, I wanted diamonds too.
What? Someone's getting paid too much. Anyway, all right.
Leslie's getting paid too much because she's the one that bought it.
That's the reason I was looking at your hands, because I'm looking for ideas and I never noticed that ring. And the ring ties in with the jewelry heist.
Yeah.
Heist. In do you guys have any hand-me-downs, like not hand-me-downs, but like family heirloom jewelry?
I have a bunch of diamonds from my grandmother's jewelry.
Yeah.
When she passed, me and my brother got to split them. Mm-hmm. And so... in fact, most of them are in his wife's wedding ring.
What a jerk.
What's that?
What a jerk. He took all of grandma's diamonds.
Well, a lot of it. It was around the center stone that he paid for.
Okay.
And so anyway, but not a lot, but I do have some sizable stones.
Yeah. You got anything from your grandfather? Anything
my grandfather's dinner ring.
Oh,
I got
nice.
That and some jewelry from my grandmother.
Yeah.
For
my,
the girls.
My mom just gave me, I'm never going to wear it because I'm not a necklace guy, but my grandfather's Jewish chai necklace with the little chai on it.
Make it a bolo.
Chai. Make it a what?
Make it a bolo tie.
What's a bolo tie?
Oh, good grief.
You don't know what a bolo tie is?
You know anything about jewelry.
Good Lord. Look it up.
Yeah. They're sweet. You should start wearing one.
I know what BOGO is.
No, you should wear one.
Buy one, get one.
It's a nice, it's a classy tie.
It'll look good when you do traffic in the morning.
Yeah, you should wear a bolo tie for the morning.
Talking about Chuck's rings. And OfferUp app, 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Keep me focused, Dev Green. I'm all over the map today. On Twitter and Instagram, at Mark Arum. This is The Mark Arum Show. Jewelry burglary after an OfferUp transition goes bad. Are you out there using that OfferUp app or Craigslist selling things? And why in 2020 are you still doing that? 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Chef William joins us on the Mark Arum Show. Happy Friday, Chef.
Hey, how are you doing?
What's going on, brother?
I had the same problem with finding a ring. I've been married 16 years now. And I had our ring specially made.
Ooh, all right. It sounds expensive, though, but go ahead.
No. What I did is I can't wear gold. So I called a company in Ireland, because me and my wife are both Irish, that I had our rings made that says, "You are my universe" in Celtic. And I've spent less than $300 on both rings, and we've had them for 16 years.
Was that the wedding ring you gave, or you got her a wedding ring also?
I got her a wedding ring. Her engagement ring came from, it came from Walmart, actually.
Okay. So the $300 ring was just an addition to the engagement ring?
Yeah, the engagement ring was a silver ring with her birthstone in it.
All right.
And then I got her the actual wedding band to present to her on her wedding day.
I wonder if Maya would be weirded out if I got a ring that had some Celtic writing on it. What the hell is this? Maybe Japanese.
Yeah.
Hebrew. Hebrew and Japanese mixed with a little Spanish in there.
Yeah.
Si. Are you using the OfferUp? Are you still using Craigslist to sell stuff? Or am I just crazy that you shouldn't be doing that anymore? 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Mark Arum Show after news, weather, and traffic.
Hi, everybody. This is Zoe Saldana, and you're listening to The Mark Arum Show.
Welcome back to the show. 639, 21 in front of 7 o'clock, 48 chilly degrees on Peachtree Street. Going to get colder over the weekend. Kirk Malish will be with you throughout the weekend to warn you of the winter weather. Next hour, Sugar Sammy, amazing international superstar. Brittany from Access Atlanta. Going to get to your calls in just a second about OfferUp. Mike Pichenik from Channel 2, a deal gone bad up in Roswell. Guy was selling $900 worth of jewelry on the app OfferUp. He got robbed. There were shots fired. How are you still doing this in 2020, folks, doing these things, making these deals in shady places? Who's still using Craigslist and OfferUp? 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Before we get back to the phones, Alex Williams joins us in studio. He's got to run up to Alpharetta and walk a dog. Alex is an amazing dude, but doesn't know much about food. Therefore, we present...
Does Alex Williams know this food?
Does Alex Williams know this food?
Does Alex Williams know this food?
That boy don't know what that is!
That boy doesn't usually know what that is, but this is a new age kind of thing. I think you might get this. I'm actually going to let Deb Green pronounce it, because I'm going to hammer the pronouncing. Alex Williams, do you know what...
Kombucha is.
Kombucha.
Not a chance.
Take a guess. Kombucha.
What does it sound like?
Yeah.
It's tied to soup.
That's a hell of a guess.
That boy does not know what that is.
That is a hell of a guess.
That's wrong.
I wouldn't have gotten it either, Alex. What is it?
It's like a mushroom tea that hippies love.
Ah.
Yeah. I've heard of it, but I would have not. Soup is a good guess. So good job, Alex.
It's liquid.
It's liquid. All right, there we go.
Alex Williams did not know what that food was. Have a good weekend, Alex. 404-872-0750. How do you pronounce it, Deb Green?
Kombucha.
Kombucha. Chandler is in Winder, Georgia. Chandler, welcome to the Mark Arum Show.
Arum, my friend, you are a gentleman and a scholar.
Likewise, brother. What's going on?
Not much. I want to talk to you about rings.
Oh, yeah, please. What do you got?
So, I got married in the last year and a half.
Congratulations. And,
thank you, and congratulations on yours.
Thank you, buddy.
I went to a small jewelry store here in Winder where I live and work and wanted to do a custom job because my wife is a Disney nut. So, I got a ring from my parents that belonged to my grandmother. Had a lot of small diamonds in it. Had all those small diamonds taken out. And myself picked out a custom wedding band with all the small diamonds from my grandmother's ring put in there, and then picked out her a engagement ring with a center diamond. It has three diamonds in it.
Yeah.
But the center diamond wasn't big enough.
Here's the deal. I've already got her rings done. That's taken care of. I'm just trying to think about what kind of ring that I want. That's why I'm looking at Chuck's hand and Longoria's hand.
Oh, I got you.
So I need help for the male ring.
Can you have something flashy
man,
on TV?
So I
don't want anything flashy. That's the problem.
So I wear the silicone band.
The silicone.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I'm thinking of something like just like a silver, like a shiny silver. Like, I don't want anything fancy. No offense, Longoria.
None taken.
By the way, Chuck told me his ring story off the air. I begged him to tell it on the air, but he can't. No. It would have been
legal issues?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, really?
But it's a great story. Mm, like, that's a very...
Is it like Montana Cowboy is?
Yeah.
Oh, I wish you could say it on the air.
100% Montana Cowboy story. Yeah. Maybe someday.
Maybe someday.
Just in case Chuck's parents are listening.
I'll leave that one in my back pocket.
Yeah, it's a great, great story, though. I really appreciate that ring now, what you've got on your right hand there.
Yeah.
Darren is up next to the Mark Arum Show. What's up, Darren?
So, let me give you my offer up story.
Yeah, please.
I'm employed in local law enforcement in Northwest Georgia. I experienced a vehicle break-in at my residence, and my stuff got stolen out of the vehicle. So I went out to offer up in a couple of those other sites and just happened to find my stuff. So what we did was got the thief to come meet us. So we basically set a sting and arrested him, got part of my stuff back. But we wound up solving 7, 8, maybe 9 more crimes that had occurred in other jurisdictions based off of what he was selling off OfferUp. So he was fencing things all the way from Marietta over into Kent, over to Cedartown. So running 4 or 5 counties. So
that's a great job. So this is, you know, back when I was in college, this is before the internet and OfferUp and everything, my house got robbed in New York. And it was actually a funny story because I was dirt poor. There was really nothing of value in my place, but like a little crappy TV and my CD collection. And the robbers they didn't just take all my CDs. They left like 7 out of 200. They left like the best of Neil Diamond and like...
Oh, they left the best.
The soundtrack for the Field of Dreams. You know, like they were like, oh, we're not taking Barbara Streisand's greatest hit.
Yeah, they cherry-picked what they wanted.
Literally, they could have taken both cases out. It would have been easier. But no, they like... Anyway, I called the police. The police were like, what are we... You know, come on, Arum. Get the hell out of here. So I did what you did. I went to the pawn shop. To see if anyone, and sure enough, a guy came in with like 200 CDs. He sold them to the pawn shop. I called the police, and the police wound up arresting the guy.
Good dude.
I could be a cop, Darren. That's what I just realized.
Definitely so.
Thank you for not laughing at that, Darren, by the way. Thank you.
We're all laughing at it.
Yeah, everyone else is laughing, but thank you for not laughing. All right, great job, buddy. So there you go. An offer up sting. I like that. I like that. All right, we're going to come back more of your calls on offer up Craigslist. Be careful if you use those sites, folks. Be careful if you use those sites. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK, on Twitter, at Kombucha. Is that how you pronounce it? Kombucha?
Kombucha.
Kombucha. No, it's at Mark Arum on Twitter and Instagram. Right back after this on the Mark Arum Show. Offer up Craigslist and men's rings, all on the agenda. We don't have much time, though. Let's get some calls in. Steve's in Douglasville. Steve, real quick, what do you have?
What's going on, Mark?
How are you, brother?
All right. A quick comment about Craigslist. I've sold a couple of cars, tools on Craigslist. I tell the people, you have to meet me at the police station or we can't do business.
That's the only way to do it.
And I've had a few that didn't respond after I told them that. And there's no guarantee you won't get robbed and killed at the police station.
True,
but at least they'll find you. At least they'll find your body and you won't end up in the weeds.
And the arrest will be easy to make.
That's what I say. At least your death will be avenged.
Exactly. Exactly. I appreciate it, Steve. Alex in Sandy Springs. Alex, real quick, what do you have?
Hey, Mark. I got an OfferUp story for you.
Okay.
I sold a TV cabinet a few months ago, and I had a black woman come to my house to pick up this pretty large TV cabinet, and she came to my house in a little compact car the first time, and I wasn't able to get the cabinet into her car, so I helped her kind of haul it outside, and we left it out there, and I told her to come back the next day, and I just told her she could come pick it up, and she came back, and she told me her cousin was going to come bring a truck with her to come pick up the cabinet.
Did she ever get it?
Turns out her cousin never showed up, and she tried to get it back into her compact car, and she was out there in front of my house for about an hour trying to get this TV cabinet into her car.
Alex, hang on. Chuck wants to talk more to you about that story. Chuck, talk to Alex. Paul's in Lawrenceville. Paul, welcome to the show.
Hey, Mark. I was just going to share that I've used all those sites. I've used Letgo, Craigslist, Facebook Marketplace, and I think they're great, but I'm cheap. So typically people don't want to rob me because I don't have, like, expensive stuff.
There you go. That works. Be cheap like that guy. Ross in Atlanta. Ross, real quick, what do you have?
What's up, Mark?
How are you, brother?
You wear rings often?
No, never.
All right. Well, if you're not used to wearing wedding rings, do what I did. Get on Amazon and buy you a $120 gold band or silver band so that when you lose three or four of them, you're not out a couple $1,000s.
I was just going to go on OfferUp and meet in some shady apartment in Roswell and try to find one. Patrick's in Lawrenceville. Patrick, real quick, what do you have?
Hey, that's funny. Tungsten steel is great, makes for a great wedding ring. And I had a similar story where someone broke in and took 200 CDs, just like you.
Yeah.
That's when I started collecting albums. There's two things thieves won't steal. Albums and work boots.
I own albums and work boots, so I'm good there. Thank you, Patrick. Fran's up next on the show. Fran, what do you have?
Hey, I'm talking about men's rings. Like the other guy just said, tungsten rings are one of the best rings. I actually own three of them. Two of them broke.
Oh,
get
wow.
One of those silver or the titanium ones.
Yeah.
They'll just bend on your finger, and you'll be at the emergency.
What do you have, Longoria? What's yours made of?
White, gold, and platinum.
That's right. A mixed, a combo, like the number two at McDonald's. Andrew, what do you have, buddy?
Hey, good evening, guys. So my wife's grandfather showed me college roommate's college ring from Virginia Military Institute. They were called off to war at the same time. His buddy went missing. Long story short, a few weeks later, they apprehended some profile line.
Well, you broke up for a second, Andrew. I lost. You said apprehended, and then I didn't hear you. What did you say? For that, I was about to give him tickets, too. I was about to give that guy tickets. Chuck, we're going to open up the contest line, and give those tickets away. Deb Green, what are we giving away tonight?
One final pair of tickets to go see the Zac Brown Band, the Roar with the Lions Tour, August 7th at Truist Park.
What's amazing is the Braves just announced that yesterday. We've been
really?
Giving away the tickets all week.
We had the inside edge.
We
did
have
the
inside
edge.
They're
friends with people in the building.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we scooped Truist Park. So whatever caller pick, Chuck picks, we'll say 7. 404-741-0750. 404-741-0750. We'll win a pair of tickets to see local legend Zac Brown Band on the Roar with Lions Tour August 7th at the artist formerly known as SunTrust Park, Truist
Park.
That would
be better.
Yeah, the artist formerly known as SunTrust Park. When we come back, Longoria, I'm very excited. Sugar Sammy makes his return to the Mark Arum Show. Dynamic comedian, international superstar. Still to come, Brittany from Access Atlanta as well. We always love her. And we'll hear from you on Twitter and Instagram, @MarkArum, MarkArum. on both Twitter and Instagram. Mark Arum WSB on Facebook. I look to my left. The lovely Cheryl Castro's got your news, weather, and traffic next. This is 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's News and Talk.
The Mark Arum Show is performed before a live studio audience.
No, I want this town to be near you.
Welcome back. Friday edition of The Mark Arum Show. You can hear The Mark Arum Show here on 95.5 WSB every Monday through Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. And when you get home, don't forget, just talk to your smart speaker. No matter what one you have, just say play 95.5 WSB and you'll hear my dulcet tones. If you do not have plans tonight, there are a few select tickets available at punchline.com to see my next guest on stage, a multi-time visitor of the Mark Arum Show, our buddy comedian Sugar Sammy. Sugar, welcome back to the show. How are you, buddy?
Good to be back. We do this every year.
Yeah, you are a globe-trotting comedian. You just came off the road. You travel in Europe and Canada. And remind my listeners how many languages you can do stand-up comedy in.
Four. So, wow. Yeah. So English, French, Hindi, and Punjabi for all the Indians listening.
Tonight at the Punchline will be...
Just in English.
Just in English.
Just
we got a big Indian population here, though.
I know. I've noticed. Yeah. They do come out. Yeah, they do come out in droves. I think a lot of them... I was having dinner with a couple friends after the show yesterday, and they said a lot of them have started moving into Alpharetta.
Yeah.
And I've been taking over.
That's it.
And the falls.
Well, Alpharetta just got named the best city to live in the state of Georgia.
Wow, despite the Indians, this, right?
No, I think they pumped it up because, you know, my buddy Sanjay does a segment on the show twice a week. He's still in Dunwoody, but he's aspiring to get up to Alpharetta with the rest of his Indian buddies. But
I heard it's nice. And then someone told me the falls also. That. Which is appropriately named for an Indian community.
That must be too. That must be so fancy. I've never even heard of it.
Oh wow!
Yeah, so they keep that on the down low. So Sammy, you've been on my show a number of times, but I don't think I've ever asked you where the name Sugar Sammy came from. Where did sugar come from?
Right, it came from when I was in university in Montreal. You guys call it college.
College.
So I was in university, and I used to throw parties to pay my tuition fees.
Done. Yeah,
and
I did that too.
You know, it was the best way to pay instead of. Kind of waiting for handouts from the government. So that I'd pay for it myself. And then I used to throw parties and invite all the girls and take care of them, get them in for free. Because I knew the best marketing was if all the women were there, the guys would pay whatever.
Up. Exactly. Yeah. Right.
And then they started giving me that nickname, Sugar Sammy.
Sugar Sammy.
And then it stuck.
So I got a couple of things to talk about that. So I did the same thing in college. In Canada, it was the same. I went to school in upstate New York. It was basically... $5 a head, you got a red solo cup to walk in, and there were kegs of beer. Is that the same thing?
I think there was more of an elegance to the Montreal.
Elegance in Poughkeepsie, New York.
Yeah,
sure.
Right. I think it was more of a, you know, like kind of an upscale nightlife thing. So we brought it, and that's why all the women loved it as well. But yours sounds like fun as well.
Well, it was fun, but you probably made more money. Elegant, and what were you charging at the head?
I think we were charging something like 20.
Wow.
Yeah, something like that.
Girls are free. Dudes are. See, there's not a single dude in my college class that had $20.
That's
though.
Right.
Like five was a stretch.
Right. That's why I think it worked because the girls got in for free and then the guys would pay whatever marketing. It took to get there. They'd find the 20 somehow.
Yes. The women do have to pay to see Sammy tonight at the Punchline. tickets available for the late show tonight. If you want to see him tonight, last minute, punchline.com. The tickets for tomorrow's show are just about sold out. Mm-hmm. But you are doing a show on Sunday as well.
Yeah, we just added a Sunday because shows were selling out so quick. So there's a Sunday show now. But if you are listening last minute and you want to come out to the late show Friday today, there is still room. So come on down.
Punchline.com. All right, back to Sugar Sammy. So in America, if your nickname's Sugar, you're most likely a boxer, right? Sugar Ray Leonard, Sugar Ray Robinson.
Yeah.
All the Sugar Rays. Do people think that you box? Is that...
Not when they see me, but yeah. I thought about that. It there are parallels between boxing and comedy, that's
absolutely,
for sure.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's, you know, it's such a mind sport as well, and it takes a lot of tenacity.
Science.
Yeah. Yeah, it takes a lot of tenacity. It's a fight, you know, to get up there and kill. So there are parallels, but no way am I a boxer. Okay. I think.
But to be fair, you are one of the comedians that are in better shape that I've seen. Like,
right.
You at least take care of yourself on the road.
I try. Listen, I'm 43, and you've seen this face. This is how I sell my tickets. Like, so I got to, you know, you got to take care of yourself. You know how it is. You got to be careful and mindful. Tough.
You know, for comedians, I went to Connecticut for 2 weeks to see my parents, and I was driving up. And when you're on the road, like me, it's like I throw everything out the window.
Yeah.
Like fast food, I'm eating that, and like just staying up late. Like when you're on the road, it seems like the rules don't apply, and you could definitely fall down that slope really quick.
Yeah, I think there are two reasons I eat better. One is because I am on the road, and I eat better on the road because my parents are Indian, and when I'm at home, I have to go see them. It's the Indian guilt.
Absolutely.
And then they just fatten you up, you know, because you're too skinny. So I think I lose weight on the road, and I got, you know, an incredible girlfriend, but who makes me eat very, very well. So you're always trying to eat, like, you know. Yeah, so.
Indeed. Well, you also probably eat well in France. So if you don't know this, guys, we've got America's Got Talent here, the Simon Cowell Show. I think Howard Stern was a judge
That
back in the day. Sammy is a judge on France's Got Talent, the French version of America's Got Talent. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, it's very cool. It's one of the biggest rated shows out there. It's like about 3.5 million viewers a week.
Wow.
Yeah, and so it's been a big success. It's been great, and it definitely propelled my success in France. That's for
I
sure.
Can't imagine you being the jerk judge like Simon, right? Like,
yeah,
that's just not your personality, is it?
You got to watch the.
Really?
I'll send you the best of. Yeah, the best
really?
Of.
Really?
Yeah. So I mean, you have to be honest. So I'm kind of that North American pragmatic capitalist coming in going, listen, this would not sell tickets. And so you got to be honest, and people appreciate that as well.
That's an interesting role. I would not have I would have picked you as the nice guy. But that makes sense. Like, all right, here's North American sugar.
Right.
Like, let's see what the rest of the Western Hemisphere would
say. Exactly. And I think, I mean, we know each other off stage, you know, but you got to come on and watch my show. I mean, I think I'm a nice person off stage, but I'm kind of a beast.
Indeed. Let me go back to that. So I've seen America's Got Talent. Is the talent similar, like on the French version? People are singing, or like what do you see on stage?
It's a variety. It's everything. Again, they're singing, dancing. Jugglers. I had a guy come in and just whistle, and I had to break it down to him. Like, this is not gonna work, man. I was like, "What do you do for a living?" He's like, "Oh, I clean windows." I'm like, "Keep doing that." I was like, because you don't need talent to make it in this world. I mean, like, the proof is the producers of this show. I've never walked out of a meeting with them and thought to myself, "Wow, I really learned something today."
Yeah. You know what's funny about whistling? So, I was 23 years old before I learned how to whistle.
Oh,
and
wow.
I was like, it was a thing. It was like driving me crazy. I just couldn't do it. So basically my whole 23rd year of life, I was like, I'm teaching myself to whistle this year.
Right.
And
not
good, but I could do it.
Yeah.
But when I finally learned how to whistle, I was whistling all the time, and my roommates were driving me. They were like, "You're driving us crazy. Right. You got to stop whistling."
Well, there's no more reason to whistle, like, because number one, the world has evolved, and there's no reason to whistle at someone. You get in trouble now if you whistle.
That's true.
First of all, there's no more reason, and it's unethical to whistle at someone.
Yeah,
if you do it today, people go, "Wow, that's old school."
Back in the day, you'd whistle at an attractive woman. Can't do that anymore.
That's right.
You'd whistle for a cab.
You got Uber now.
Yeah, you don't have to whistle to your Uber guy.
That's it.
So you know what? I bet in 50 years, no one will know how to whistle because there'll be no need to learn.
No, unless someone brings it back in a song. You have to bring it back. If Rihanna says, "Look, I'm going to put a whistle," or Drake says, "Look, in the middle of this song, it's a whistle."
That guy that was on France Has Talent was going to bring it back, but you shot him down.
He wasn't the guy to bring it back. I figured it out pretty quick.
Sugar Sammy in studio on the Mark Arum Show. He's at the Punchline tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. Tickets online at punchline.com. How do you get cast in that? Is there an audition process?
No, they just heard about me. My live show was starting to my tour was starting to get a lot of publicity, and people were starting to hear about it. They came down, watched me, and said, "Hey, listen, we're looking for a new judge and wanted to see if you're interested." And then it was a courting process for a few months, and I think they had other selections, and I was kind of considering it, and then we went for it.
What a dream job for a comedian, because like we said, your life's on the road.
Yeah.
And you never, you know, you're successful where you know you can get booked at blah, blah, blah at certain clubs and venues and bigger clubs and venues than most people. This is might be the fact the smallest club you could ever see Sammy in.
Right.
This is the punchline. Normally he's like, he's in big places doing these shows, but to have that fixed income, you know, that France has talent income, that's great for a comedian to have that.
Yeah, but it's also in France, so the taxes are insane.
Oh, really?
So income isn't really a word in their vocabulary.
Can't you be like, I live in Texas.
Yeah,
there's
exactly.
No income tax.
Exactly,
there's no
income tax. I have my company in Texas. No, but it's been a fantastic gig in terms of just getting me out of my comfort zone, too.
Yeah.
You know, because when you do stand-up, you know, I've been doing it for 23 years.
Muscle memory. You got
it. You know everything. You kind of know where you're going. I mean, especially when your show's ready and ready to go on the road, you know what you're going to do up there on stage. But this format, this TV format, is so different. You learn so much, and I really appreciated the opportunity. It really took me to another level in terms of just learning a new craft.
I'm going to go. Can I find this on YouTube or something?
Yeah, it's all over YouTube. There are actually, there's probably a video with the English translations, the subtitles on there with the best of. Check out the best of Sugar Sammy.
I speak 9 languages, but none of them are French. real quick, Sammy. So last night on my show, there's this big, I don't know if you're a baseball fan, but there's a big cheating scandal breaking out in Major League Baseball. It's horrible. And I was trying to relate it to everyday thing. I guess in your profession, cheating would be another comedian stealing your stuff, right?
Yes.
Plagiarism, if you will. Has that ever happened to you where someone starts biting your material?
Yeah, that happened in France. There's a big controversy in France that just broke in the last couple years.
Okay.
There's a guy on YouTube who put up videos of French comedians stealing North American comedians' jokes.
Okay.
Like big names, you know, Seinfeld.
Really?
Yeah. George Carlin. Because, you know, the French didn't really know. There wasn't that, you know, before the internet. You know, you couldn't
really see what Carlin was doing.
Yeah, you didn't know who these people were.
Wow.
And now this guy just put like these things side by side, legends in France who'd built their career off of just
stealing,
taking and stealing the best of them. And so
were
that
there repercussions?
Yeah. I mean, it came out everywhere, and I mean, they're all over the news and the media. Just it's hard to pursue that legally. And that happened to me in France. When I went there, there was such a culture of that. Like, it was so easy to do it.
Yeah.
And I was like, I went to confront a couple of comedians.
Good
I was like,
you.
Dude, you've seen this. This is me. You've been to my show. You can't do that.
That's your intellectual property.
It is intellectual property.
Yeah.
And it's hard. It takes a lot to, see the final product. But building material, writing material, and perfecting it takes months.
Yeah.
You know, months and months. So it's a lot of, like, time and money spent just building a show. And then someone just taking it. It's kind of like It is cheating. It's like it's like taking steroids when you're performing.
Exactly
right.
Yeah. You obviously don't do that.
Sugar
Sammy's at the Punchline stage tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. I urge you folks, go see this man, international superstar, Sugar Sammy. Punchline tickets available online at punchline.com. Hang out one more segment, brother?
Yeah.
All right. We'll be right back. Friday edition of The Mark Arum Show.
Mark Arum on 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's news and talk.
Welcome back, Friday edition of the Mark Arum Show. Coming up on the program, Brittany Tannenbaum from Access Atlanta is going to tell us what's hot around the city this weekend. The hottest ticket in town, though, is tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday, the Punchline stage in Buckhead. Tickets online at punchline.com to see international superstar Sugar Sammy. Where are you headed to after Atlanta?
After this, I'm going to California, the Bay Area. So I'm performing there next week in Sunnyvale at Rooster Teeth Feathers. Then I'm doing Chicago, Miami, New York. So those are my U.S. dates. And then I go right back to France to do Got Talent. We're doing a spinoff in March. And I'm doing 2 weeks at the Casino de Paris. So the Paris Casino. And it's
what does that translate?
Yeah, it's a casino of Paris, but it's not a casino. It's just called the casino, the Paris casino. It's a theater.
I would take a trip to see you in a casino. I'm a big poker player, so I would
really?
Go see.
Yeah, I love poker as well. We play on the road all the time.
It's great.
Oh yeah, it's great. It's such a great game.
Yeah.
And time flies. And the worst is when you're out and then you have to watch everyone else play and finish.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody who's out gets mad all the time.
Yeah.
So it's like a 1,500 seater. I'm doing for 2 weeks in France, but I'm so excited.
Just like 5 U.S. stops.
That's all I had time for before Paris. Yeah, and then in April and for 4 months, I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be preparing for my Quebec show, but I might come back in the fall to do a U.S. tour in French. By the way.
I would pay to see that.
Yeah.
Even though I wouldn't get any of the jokes, I would love to see that. That's amazing that Sammy can do stand up in four different languages. English only tonight at the Punchline and tomorrow on Sunday. But I would think you're going to have Indian fans there. Throw in a couple of Punjabi.
They're always there. Yeah. I never throw in the lines because you want to play to everyone. But I do have material about the Indians in Atlanta.
Yeah. They're great. They're great. And they all listen to the Mark Arum Show. Websites, social media, where can we find you, brother?
So SugarSammy.com is a website. Facebook, SugarSammy. Instagram, SugarSammyK. And add me right away because you'll be able to check out a few improv moments from this weekend. I always put up some of my crowd work with the people from Atlanta. And make sure you guys come and check me out. The Late Show tonight, just a few tickets left if you're thinking of doing something last minute. And then we've just added a Sunday show.
That's awesome. Sugar, always good to see you. You look great, buddy.
Always great to see you.
We'll see you next time, hopefully in the fall.
Yes.
All right. News, weather, and traffic next. Hang tight. This is The Mark Arum Show.
Hey there, this is Patrick Warburton, and you are listening to The Mark Arum Show, who, by the way, stole my Jesus fish.
He packed in the animals two by two, ox, camel, and a kangaroo. Packed him in that ox so tight, I couldn't get no sleep that night. Roll the Chef and him, tell me about God's master plan. Oh, my Lord, Lord.
Welcome back, Friday edition of the Mark Arum Show. Always good to see Sugar Sammy. If you do have a chance this weekend, folks, see him at the Punchline. Coming up in just a little bit, Brittany from Access Atlanta joins us. We were talking during the news break, Chuck, that we haven't heard from Russ in Gainesville for a while. What's going on?
I don't know. That's what I was wondering. Maybe he's going to the rest home or wherever he was at.
His vacation spot.
Yeah.
Spot treatment. I mean, we've had full lines, so maybe he can't get in.
Maybe. It's possible, but he's pretty persistent.
Yeah.
He emails you, though, right?
That's right.
And
I didn't get it. I haven't gotten an email since. I'll have to go back. Maybe I got one Monday.
Was it Monday?
I haven't updated the
Russ
calendar in like a week and a half.
So, Russ, if you're out there, shoot me an email. Let me know you're doing all right because we're worried about you. But it's this week flew by and it didn't even occur
very
to
fast.
Me. But Chuck was like, yeah, Russ.
I know. I expect him every day. I know his phone number and everything. And I was like, he hasn't called in. He hasn't called in since I've been back.
You know, he did say that some girl broke his phone, right?
Yes.
So maybe he had to get a new phone?
I don't know. Well, if anyone's out in Gainesville, check Little Caesars.
The dumpster.
The dollar store.
Oh, yeah, the dollar store.
The Burger King or the Wendy's?
Wendy's.
Oh, he took that chick to Wendy's. She got the
Wendy's.
Big potato. And
yeah.
And, you know, Russ's old haunts, if you can, scoot us out there. I want to tell you this story. Speaking of Russ and dating, there was a girl I once dated. This is pretty funny. I just thought of this as I was coming into work today, and I was stuck out on Peachtree, turning left onto the, trying to get into the station.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And so I was stuck. I mean, traffic was just awful getting in as it is on a Friday, and I had my blinker on for what was probably like 4 minutes, and I once dated a girl that made me turn my blinker off at stoplights.
She made you?
Yeah.
How did she make you?
She was like, the noise is, turn it off.
Hot neighbor makes me turn it off.
Yeah.
Once I get into the turn lane, she's like, there's no reason for your blinker to be on. Turn that thing. Like, it gets in her head like an earworm, and she'll straight up punch me in the face if I don't turn it off.
You would think with my misophonia that I hate random noises, that I would hate that, but I guess I'm able to tune that out. But this girl is adamant. So she's not that far off the spectrum if your wife feels the same way.
Yeah. No. The other day, she rolled her eyes, audibly rolled her eyes. I swear a noise came out as she looked at me, and I was like, oh, sorry.
Does she mind if you, like, just use it regularly? Or
I'm using it to change lanes, that's fine, being courteous. But if you get into an established turn lane, she's like, why? Everybody knows it's a turn lane. Plus, you're already in the lane. You don't need it on anymore. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
does she use her turn signal? Because that annoys me when people don't use their turn signal.
Sparingly, but she does not leave it on. She'll turn it on to let people know. But again, if you're at a stop sign or a stoplight or you're – no, she doesn't use it.
I get so annoyed. Longoria, stand up next to Chuck.
Yeah.
There you go. I can hear you fine. Yeah. Does Leslie have any picadillos like that? Like, if you leave the blinker on at the stoplight –
No.
Yeah. So it's just this
she's
girl
normal.
I once dated.
Yeah, yeah. She doesn't care.
And, but that was honestly, that was one of the reasons why I was.
You had to end it?
Yeah, that I ended it. I was like, because this was early on in the relationship. I'm like, if this is coming
That's
out
too
now.
Early. Yeah.
Then who knows what the hell is
going
to come down.
What else is going on? Yeah.
Yeah, you got to hold that crazy back for a while.
Exactly.
You got to hold that crazy back for
crazy
a while.
Like 2 weeks into relationship.
That's too soon.
Oh, yeah.
And it wasn't like, hey, can you turn the blinker off? It kind of annoys. She's like, why do you have the blinker on still? And I'm like shouting.
Yeah.
I was like, well, I'm making a left turn or, you know. She's like, turn it off. It's too loud. I was like, ooh.
My wife doesn't even like the wipers. If there's not legitimate moisture on the windshield, if I just have the wipers on and it's like kind of misting, she'll look at me. I'm like, seriously, I don't.
If
she'll
it make
she'll
the noise,
hold,
though,
yeah,
that
she'll,
I get.
She'll hold it, hold hers as she's driving, and then as there's
automatically,
just, and then just off and on.
What drives me, I don't
like that. She doesn't
like
the
either.
Automatic wipers. Wow. That just go. Yeah,
I don't like
no.
that dry wiper sound.
No,
either.
Yeah, that's
nobody.
Bad.
But what annoys even more, especially now that I'm taking Uber, because I never used to drive with anyone, because I just, but now with Uber I do it. If they don't turn their wipers on fast enough.
Oh, like, yeah, and you can't see through the windshield. I start
like,
to panic.
Dude, hit the wipers. Like, I've never said it out loud, but I'm screaming in my head, like, I can't see.
Yeah.
That means you can't see. Drives me crazy.
Yeah.
You
I have a panic
perfect, perfect vision, right?
2010. Sucking Yamamoto in 2012. Bragging about 2012. 2010, Yami. That's another reason. Longoria, I won't drive with Longoria.
He doesn't use the wipers often enough.
What do you mean I don't use the wipers?
I'm just kidding.
I was going to say.
I'm just never driving with you again.
Just
you're just horrible.
Drives
that
with his
is
eyes
not
closed.
True. We should invite listeners to drive with me and then rate me.
I would love. That would be a fantastic.
You know
absolutely.
Some people down at Atlanta Motor Speedway, but we could do that.
Yeah. No, I don't
we'll
want
have to
Longoria
use someone else's car because my car is trash. But
I want Longoria on I-75, not on a track.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's when he's at his worst.
Yeah, when I'm at my best.
Scariest.
Do you know who's always at her best? Brittany Tannenbaum from Access Atlanta. Joining us now on the program, as she does every Friday, our compadre from Access Atlanta, Brittany Tannenbaum.
Oh, what's up?
Brittany, happy Friday. How
happy
are you?
Happy Friday, Shabbat Shalom.
You look fantastic today.
Oh,
I saw you this morning on Roku during our live stream. I was like, oh, look, Brittany all black.
Oh, yeah.
All dressed in black.
Me and Linda.
Yeah.
So I'm doing a interview. It's probably why I look so nice. I mean, I always look nice for Fridays because I have to be
you dress up for the radio
on the streams, and I dress up to come down here for my radio gig. But this afternoon, I'm interviewing someone that is a little bit has a little special place in my heart. His name is Tom Schumacher. He is the CEO, president of Disney Theatrical.
Oh,
so.
Wow.
Anything Disney on Broadway has probably come from him.
Okay.
He's like a pretty big deal in the theater.
So that's like, is that like Lion King?
Is that Lion King.
Wow.
That is Newsies, Mary Poppins, Frozen, which they're currently running in production. So he has written this show, How Does the Show Go On? An Introduction to Theater, which is basically an A to Z compilation of everything and anything you'd want to know about theater.
Gotcha.
And it's got behind the scenes. I'm like showing you this book like a teacher right now, but it's like everything you'd want to know about theater, behind the scenes photos, how the costumes are made, the directors, the lighting, everything and anything. This book has it covered.
Wow, good
so
for you.
It's
right,
kind
so
of
I
cool.
thought you dressed up for me, but no, it was for Tom Schumacher.
Exactly. And oh, sorry, the little sentimental part about this is that when I first moved to New York, my first production gig that I was hired for was a temp job for 3 months over at the Newham Theater. Under Disney Theatrical. So
yes.
He was like the CEO and I would just like look at his office and it was so cool. He's known for his spectacles.
Yeah.
He wears different colored spectacles. And
hold on. Those are glasses, folks,
yes.
If you don't know the fancy terminology.
Sorry, I'm being fancy today. I'm being fancy AF with my terminology.
Understood. So spectacles, yes.
Spectacles. So it was when they debuted the Aladdin on Broadway, and I was just so happy to like have a job within the entertainment and
Same
production
way I felt when I got here at WSB.
Industry. And so I feel like it has come full circle now that I get to actually sit down with him and interview
cool.
him and do all that. Did you ever have a full circle moment like that?
Interviewing you.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you.
That was my I made it moment
you
when I
made
get to
it.
Every Brittany
you made
every
it.
Friday.
Every Friday.
When can we see this interview?
So it will probably be available next week on our Access Entertainment show, which Heather Catlin hosts. Mm-hmm. And then also we'll probably have a little piece on it for Hot Topics.
Excellent. Well, good
next
for you.
Saturday.
I'm
Thanks.
Excited for you. And
you.
I'm just going to assume you dressed up for me today.
Yes.
This weekend. So I had Sugar Sammy comedian in studio. He is so funny. But there's also another comedy show tomorrow at the Village Theater. Tell me about that.
Yes, I was informed that there is a new comedy troupe over at the Village Theater. I actually took improv classes over there, which was pretty fun. Have you ever done improv before?
I've done improv, yeah.
It's pretty, it's cool. I think it makes you a better speaker.
Absolutely.
And a communicator.
Absolutely.
And it's for everyone. You
yes,
know?
I mean, and.
And it does. So the 285 Comedy Troupe is the new group over at Village Theater. They are performing tomorrow night. Tickets are $10. It's always fun over there. Like, they
there's
have
a,
wine.
An improv troupe called the 285?
The 285.
And
like,
they didn't
outside.
Ask me to be in it?
You
that's
know what?
Messed up.
That is messed up.
285, folks, give me a holler. Shoot
yeah, maybe
an email.
They should come in here and do some perform for.
I should be a member of that troupe. Goodness
you
gracious.
You totally should.
All right. The 285. New
V285 featuring Mark Arum.
Featuring Mark Arum. Absolutely. They're at the Village Theater tomorrow. Maybe I'll check that out. Interesting.
There you go. And Harlem Globetrotters are here over at the Infinite Energy Arena. That's also tomorrow night. The Atlanta Winter Wine Festival is over at City Winery, which is always a good time. They've always got you know, great wine that they make in-house. They're going to have live music upstairs, beats by DJ Q-Tip on the main stage. And tickets for that are going to be $60, a little bit more than improv. Maybe go with the improv since that's, you know.
We'll see. I got paid today, so I might be able to splurge.
You know, me too. If I feel like splurging, maybe
exactly
I'll go over
right
to City Winery. And then the Atlanta Boat Show is over at Georgia World Congress Center. So if you are interested in purchasing a boat or just want to check out, you know, any kinds of their newest boats available,
yeah,
along with latest advancements
always
in marine accessories, technology. Are you a boat person?
No, but their commercial runs on our station all the time. It's the Boat Show. That's why I say exactly. Let me ask you a question. Brittany Tannenbaum from Access Atlanta. You are a lady about town, obviously, which is why you're on Access Atlanta and the Mark Arum Show.
Yes, sir.
Give me your top five breakfast spots in Atlanta.
Okay. Let me think about this for a second. Waffle House.
Okay.
Given.
Yeah.
General Muir.
Great choice. Okay.
Has a great brunch.
Yes.
You know what? I love, I don't know if it's from like high school days, but we always used to hit up Jay Christopher's.
Oh, solid. A legend. Yeah, classic.
Solid.
Jay Christopher's.
Their skillets.
Skillets are delicious.
Delicious. And their coffee mugs. They have great coffee mugs. Where did we go? The Select.
Never been there. Tell me about
that. The Select
that
has a great brunch. It's in Sandy Springs.
Okay.
It's a really, really pretty environment, atmosphere.
Beautiful.
They have great pastries.
Okay. The reason I asked, our buddy Brett Rosner from the Digital
I love
Desk
Brett
upstairs.
He's my man.
My parents were in town last week, and
yes,
I said, hey, give me a place, because I've taken to all my favorite breakfast spots. And
found
he
it
told me, go ahead.
Murphy's.
I've been to Murphy's.
Murphy's for
very
brunch.
Good. But that's just brunch, right? They don't have breakfast every day, do they?
I guess you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's a great brunch. But Brett Rosner said folk art.
Folk art.
And I took my parents there. It was amazing.
They live in Connecticut.
Yeah, Connecticut.
So they have high expectations. I mean, Connecticut.
But they come to Atlanta. They want Southern food. And this was good Southern breakfast. It was phenomenal.
Okay. All right. I'll
That's
check
in
that
my
out
top five now, along with
what
Highland
about Silver's,
Bakery.
Highland Bakery is great.
Silver Skillet's always good. Waffle House always good.
General Busy Bee.
I haven't been to Busy Bee in forever. Moon over something?
Moon over...
Sunshine? I don't know. Something on the east side.
Oh, Sun in My Belly.
Sun in My Belly, that's it.
Moon over Sunshine or Sunshine...
I'm so hungry now. All right, I want breakfast food at 7:30 p.m.
I came up with a pretty
solid
list,
that
right?
That is a solid list.
I know my foods.
Like, no
you know,
prep time there either.
Josh wants to... I won't say what it is, but he's always had a dream of... he thinks our brunch game is really weak.
In Atlanta.
So he wants to maybe open something of his own.
Well, let me know.
I will
be there day one.
Maybe we'll create an Arum like you have at Goldberg's,
exactly,
but it'll be like better and bigger and thicker.
Excellent. Brittany Tannenbaum, all things available on Access Atlanta and WSBTV.com. Social media, where can we find you?
We are at Access ATL. I'm at Britt Elise, and you can catch our Access Atlanta show on the streaming devices like Roku, Amazon, Fire Stick, and Apple TV.
And I'm glad you mentioned that. You can now listen to the Mark Arum Show through your smart speaker. All you have to do is say, play 95.5 WSB, so you can listen at home.
I would love to hear people yell, play 95.5.
You don't have to yell. You can say it nice and softly. Brittany,
please
always
play.
A pleasure. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks.
We'll be right back. Friday edition of the Mark Arum Show.
Mark Arum on 95.5 WSB, Atlantis News and Talk.
Welcome back. Final segment of the Mark Arum Show in studio with Longo, Loti, and Deb Green. Next week, we're off. We got a short show on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little 30-minute guy because of basketball. And then on Wednesday, we're starting our impeachment coverage on the Cox Media Group radio network, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. We'll be broadcasting live on Atlanta, in Ohio, Florida,
Tulsa,
all those places. So what we're going to do is we're going to just basically recap what happened in the impeachment coverage. So if you miss it, because, you know, the
like
impeachment
the Cliff's Notes version.
Exactly. So you don't have to sit there and watch the whole thing, because I think it starts
no
at
one
noon
wants
every
to do
day.
That.
Yeah. So we're going to do that. We're going to have Jamie Dupree with us, Eric Erickson, Bill Crane. I think Jim Jordan actually is going to join us.
Supposedly.
The Republican congressman from Ohio. So it's going to be an in-depth look at what's going on with the impeachment trial, because whether you think it's a hoax or you think it's real, it is historic. And this is something I don't remember. I didn't care about politics when Bill Clinton was going through this, so I have no recollection of this, but it is a historic event. So we're going to cover it here. That starts Wednesday until the end of impeachment. For the 7 to 8 p.m. hour will be impeachment coverage on the Cox Media Group radio network. 6 to 7, we're still going to have some fun and mess around. Let's do star of the show, Longoria.
And now, are you guys ready for the Mark Arum star of the show?
Let's see. It's not going to be any of the two callers that made racist comments on the air today. So
good grief.
So they're not going to get it. You want to give it to little guy, Alex Williams?
Sure.
Yeah?
Sure.
No? I mean, I'm looking for nominations, guys. If you got anything, Longo, you're always wanting to chime in on star of the show.
Yeah, I guess little guy's fine. I mean, nothing else happened today.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? We'll give it to Mike Pichenik. Screw little guy.
Oh, there you go.
Sorry, little guy. Mike Pichenik from Channel 2 gets star of the show. We will continue the conversation on Twitter and Instagram at Mark Arum, Facebook Mark Arum WSB. In the meantime, go to sleep, little baby.
Gone with the red shoes on, gonna need another loving baby. Don't you weep, pretty baby. Don't you weep, pretty baby. You and me and the devil makes three. Don't need no other loving baby. Go to sleep, you little baby.
Guests of the Mark Arum Show stay at the All Suite Omni Hotel, located in the heart of Chicago's Magnificent Mile.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.